Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining in with us today here on Woman of Grace. Our mission is to reach out to those that need to hear about God's grace but have their own reasons for not being in a church. I do urge those of you who do not attend a church to open your hearts up to finding and attending one. Church teaches and strengthens us on God's grace, so it's important that we be in church. But I want to say a prayer before we get started with the message for today, so if you will just be still with me for a moment, and we'll get into the message. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be a vessel for you today. I pray that my words be of you and not of my own, so that those who are listening today will hear you and not me. Lord God, I pray that their hearts be lifted up and through grace, so your grace can change their lives forever. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. All right, we'll get into the message today, and it's titled Peace Through Grace, and we're going to be reading out of John 14:1 and John 14:27, which says, "Let not your hearts be troubled, and let it not be fearful." Peace through grace is translated into many languages, and some of these languages translates peace as being the negative aspect of trouble. But the Greek word for peace is shalom, and English peace means quietness, calmness. And the biblical concept of peace is freedom, quietness, heavenly rest, and harmony. You know, it is a goodness of life that is not moved by outside circumstances. We all can be going through great troubles and still have the biblical peace. So where do we find this kind of peace? That can't be moved by troubles or dangers or sorrows. You know, we find it in Jesus. Jesus has the utmost favorable peace to offer to everyone. And through him is the only way to it. You know, he shows us how great his peace is in John 14:27. He says, "Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you." You know, Jesus knew he was about to die, and he was going to be beaten and pierced and then, you know, hung on a cross. But he still talks to his disciples about peace. He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." You know, he comforts his disciples instead of letting the outside hinder him. So he was more worried about them than he was about being beaten. The peace of Jesus is speaking of, it enables believers to remain calm in the most trying times. It is to calm us. It's to teach us to rejoice in pain and sufferings. You know, this peace isn't by circumstance. It's the effects that overcomes them. You know, the natural man lacks peace with God. We all come into this world as sinners because of the fall of Adam and Eve. But when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, we become new. You know, and all is passed away. The old is passed away. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things is passed away. Behold, the all things become new." You know, when we become saved, we become Christ-like. So what God the Father has placed in Jesus It's now in you and I. In Romans 5:1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have the peace of God. You know, so Jesus had that peace. It comes through Jesus, the peace of God. And, you know, it says right there, we have the peace of God also. So God's peace comes to us through Jesus. Jesus died so we could have this peace. And it came with his forgiveness, with his mercy, his love, his joy. And it just comes with so much more that he has to offer us. You know, we have to come to Jesus to get all that God has for us. In John 14:6 says that Jesus says, no one comes to the Father but by me, for I am the way and the truth. So in order to get this perfect peace, we have to go through Jesus. We have to, you know, become saved. And when we let Jesus in, the peace comes in, and that peace is there to help you have victory over every trying time. You know, it's the strength. It's just what God gives us, you know, to keep us calm through the hard times, because, you know, we're only human. The times are, they're real. They're going to be real. The struggle's going to be real. But Jesus gives us this peace to make it easier for us, you know, to handle our troubling times. You know, Jesus was giving his disciples assurance, and he will he'll give us that same assurance to us. So the peace of Jesus, you know, it can surpass any circumstance that, you know, we face. In Philippians 4:7, it says, the peace of God that surpasses all comprehension and shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So, I mean, you see this peace that God has to offer us, it surpasses all comprehension, you know, and our minds, it settles our minds, it settles our hearts, you know, and it only comes through Jesus Christ that we can have that kind of peace. And sometimes we don't always understand, you know, how God's peace works. Sometimes it, you know, may not be understandable on how it works one way and not the other. But God knows every situation, and he knows every circumstance. You know, so he knows how he needs his peace to work for us. But, you know, his peace is divine, and it works for those who loves him. And because it says that in Romans 8:28, in all things God works for the good of those who love him. So wouldn't that be the kind of peace you would want, that you'd like to have in your life? Well, I would hope it would. You know, that is the peace that forgives our past. In Hebrews 8:12, for I will forgive the wickedness and remember your sins no more. That's the peace of forgiveness, you know, and it's the peace of security. John 14:16. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. You know, so, and that's the Comforter, that he comforts our hearts. And, you know, when we're going through the troubled times, it's the Holy Spirit that, you know, he sent in Jesus' name, you know, to teach us in how to use, you know, receive this peace. We should, you know, we should want that, you know, we should want to hold on to that promise, you know, for that God gives us through this peace. We should want that peace that holds a promise for our future, a peace that overcomes every trial. And that is exactly what this kind of peace of God does. It's the guilt of forgiveness, you know, it's the trials of the present and the future for everyone. It's the destiny for our future as that is secured eternally. You know, that's the kind of peace that God has for us. The forgiveness of sin, the, you know, future of, you know, how to overcome our future and to secure our eternal life, you know, our eternal destiny. That this peace is, it's not attainable by those who are not at peace with God. God alone brings peace, and He brings it through Jesus Christ. And when Jesus died for you and I, He left His peace for us. So, and the source of this peace is Jesus. You know, it's just sometimes you can't make it clear enough to people that in order to receive everything God has for us, we have to go through Christ Jesus. Jesus is the one that made it possible. When He took those stripes, when He took that spear in His side, when He took those nails in His hands and in His feet, and that crown of thorns on His head, and hung on that cross and bled, He took this, you know, all that for you. You know, and for us to receive what God has, we have to accept that and acknowledge what Jesus did for us and accept Him as Lord and Savior. You know, and then all this peace and all these promises that God has made for us will be yours. You know, Jesus shows us the proper response to His peace in John 14:27 when He tells the disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let it be fearful." You know, we should take hold of this peace. It is ours to take. Jesus says, "I give you my peace." The peace He is giving us is, we have to be willing to take it and to apply it to our lives. And when we lay our hands on it, His peace, and hold tight to it, you know, we will have the calmness and the untroubled hearts that He promised. You know, we will have the security for our future. If you have a troubled heart today, it's probably because, you know, you don't have peace with God. Or maybe, you know, we don't have God at all. You don't trust in His promises of peace. Perfect peace comes when our focus is off of our problems and strictly on Christ during our trials. In Isaiah 26:3, it says, "You will keep," you is God, "God will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you." Whose mind is stayed upon you? That means your mind is stayed upon God. He will keep you in perfect peace. You know, God's peace comes to us when we discipline ourselves to be still, you know, and to know God. We got to get still from time to time, or, you know, sometimes God will get you still. And, you know, just He needs to let you know that He is who He says He is. And His promises to you, He is more than ready to give them to you. Psalms 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." You know, God commands us to be still sometimes and to let Him work in our lives. You know, if we're busy, 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 and don't take the time to get, you know, into God and, you know, just abide in Him and let Him abide in us, then God's not going to work in us. We got to know God. We got to know the will that He's laid out for our lives. We got to know His plan for us. And, you know, in order to receive everything that He has for us, we have to have an open heart. We have to, you know, give it to Him, give it all to Him, and be willing to receive everything that He's, you know, willing to give us according to His will. He don't promise us to give us these things and not do it. That's just not God. God loves us. He wants to see us grow. He wants to see us well. He wants to see us blessed. You know, and in order to get, you know, for Him to do that, we have to come to Jesus Christ. So if you're, if you don't believe that you're saved, I suggest, you know, pray a sinner's prayer. It's just a simple prayer. If you just, you know, open your heart and just trust in God and just ask Him to come into your life, come into your heart and forgive you. You know you've done been washed away by the, all your sins has been washed. You're clean by the blood of Jesus, and He'll make you whole. You know, He'll make you whole, and you'll be able to receive all the gifts, promises that He has for you. So God bless you, and I thank you for joining in today, and I pray that you have the rest of your evening be very blessed in all that you do. So take care. Till the next time.